Mexico City has found a creative way to combat crime in the subway. Volunteers are distributing essays and short stories in the hopes that reading will keep writers too busy to pick pockets. NPR's Jerry Hatton has more on this popular new underground literary movement.
Normally, 22-year-old nursing student Gisela Cruz rushes home after her morning studies to eat lunch with her brother. Today, her brother will likely eat alone. Cruz, dressed in sneakers and a white medical coat, sits on the floor of a Mexico City subway station as commuters push through the turnstiles. She has her nose buried in a small black paperback book, reading a story about a couple who split up, then met again by a twist of fate years later. She says the same thing once happened to her. Nearly 2 years went by without seeing him, she says, and then I ran into him at a dance by pure chance. I looked up, and there was my ex-boyfriend, just like in the book. The story is part of the new Subway series, contemporary short stories and essays designed to lure a population that tends toward TV back to the written word. Not that Mexicans don't read at all, it's just that often it isn't high literature. Outside one station in southern Mexico City, a bookseller is doing brisk business at her stand, but it's comics that fly off her shelf. These small magazines come out every week, she says. They're comics, and they're about everything. For example, cowboy adventures. And romance, she says, blushing. The covers of the highly popular comic books are adorned with impossibly busty women in flimsy outfits. They cost about a dollar. But the Subway series is hard to refuse. For starters, the book is free. All you have to do is leave it for other readers on specially placed bookshelves in the metro stations when you're done. 27-year-old Lenin Brojo is an audio engineer reading his copy on the Red Line. As a street musician plays the accordion for coins, Brojo says the concept of trusting the public to leave behind something for free for the next guy surprised him. I was astounded, he says, because we're a nation that doesn't have the tradition of returning things. I'm sure you can find this book, he says, tapping his copy, in a lot of homes, but I like that they're taking the risk. The risk seems worth it so far. Alvaro Lopez directs the volunteers who staff the bookshelves just to explain that readers don't have to pay. He says citizens have returned 70% of the 250,000 copies published in the first run.
En mi escritorio he logrado retener 60 libros forrados por los usuarios.
I've had at least 70 books returned with homemade book covers on them, he says. The readers are actually trying to protect the books. Organizers hope as reading goes up, petty crime on the subway will go down. If everyone's absorbed in a book, who will have time to pick a pocket, the reasoning goes. No one studied the relationship between crime and reading on the subway scientifically, but beat cop Ricardo Alvarez swears his job is getting easier since the Subway series came out this past winter. For example, he says, some young punks that used to come down to cause trouble, I've seen them grab a book and wham, they're quieting down. This is changing the people. Alvarez hasn't picked up a copy of the Subway series himself, but the city says he'll have plenty of opportunity. It plans to publish 5 more volumes. The writers only earn about $300 for participating, but they're happy. The market for literature in Mexico is small. The country's top-selling writers complain that they'd starve if their books weren't published abroad as well. Any chance to increase their readership at home, they say, is welcome. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Mexico City.